As of now, the fast in Tisha B'Av will be taking place on Sunday, not on Shabbos. So I want to discuss what's the nature of the day. How do we? What's the Kedushas Hayom? What's the status of such a day where really Tisha B'Av should have been on the 9th, be spoken off to the Sunday on 10th? In order to answer that, I want to ask 5 questions and discuss a number of Kedushim that tell us about the nature of the day when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos and it's observed on Sunday. The first question is this. Why, when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, is it pushed off to Sunday? But something like Asara B'Teves, we know that there's a famous sheet of the Avudram, that if Asara B'Teves, the 10th of Teves, is fallen Shabbos, mathematically it can't happen, but if it would, we would observe the fast that day. What is it about Asara B'Teves that makes it so chomer that it would be on Shabbos, but Tisha B'Av, which is seemingly the most chomer, the most strict out of all of the 4 fasts, would always be pushed off and never reserved on Shabbos? That's question number 1. Question number 2 is that when Tisha B'Av is pushed off to Sunday, why do we not say Tachnun? Meaning, on Tisha B'Av, I understand, itself we don't say Tachnun because it's called a Moed, and since it has the status of a Moed technically, even though it's not a happy day, that's a shiur we've given in the past, not for right now, but the 10th of Av is not the Moed, the 9th of Av is the Moed. So when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos and is pushed off to Sunday, wouldn't it make sense that we should say Tachnun on Sunday because it's not the 9th of Av? That's question number 2. Question number 3 is why does the Shulchan Aruch not have the concept of Shavua Shechal Bo when Tisha B'Av falls like it does this year? We know that Svardim have no Shavua Shechal Bo this year, and therefore all of the halachos that we normally apply to them, all the chamor, more intense forms of mourning, don't apply to Svardim this year because really Tisha B'Av is being observed on Sunday. Why is it the case that we don't call this week for the Svardim a Shavua Shechal Bo, even though technically the 9th of Av is on Shabbos? Number 4, and that is, do we treat the 9th of Av that was pushed off, Tisha B'Av Shenilcha, as a more lenient day for pregnant nursing women? Why is that the case? Why would that be the instance in this particular scenario? And the 5th is, Bezras Hashem, it should happen, hopefully, that the Beis HaMikdash were to be rebuilt. Let's say on Sunday, the Beis HaMikdash was to come down from Shemayim, Mashiach would have come, all the fast days turned into holidays, so would the fast continue? In the middle of the day, Sunday, 2 o'clock, would the fast continue, or would it stop then and there, right there? Those are the 5 questions, and hopefully we're going to develop a yesod, an answer that will hopefully bring one approach to explain all these and give us an insight into what the nature of the day of Tisha B'Av on Sunday, or the 9th of Av, is in fact like. Regarding the first question, let's look at the Torah's Moshe, the Chsam Sofer, in the drushos for Ches Teves Tuf Kuf Pei Aleph, that's a 5. That's 581. So that means this was given somewhere around 1820 something, right? Probably 1821. He gave this to Teves. What does he say about this? He discusses the famous opinion of the Vudraham that if it were to fall, Asara B'Teves were to fall on Shabbos, he would still fast. So he says, V'yesh lahavin, hello, Yud Teves lo haya rak haschalas mitzvah ha'ir. The 9th of Teves is just the siege of the city. V'ad shtei shanim v'chetza lo necharva. Yerushalayim will not be destroyed for another 2.5 years. V'kasha halo chamar churbana mistam min haschalas ha'mitzor. Shouldn't the destruction, the Tisha B'Av, be more strict, more intense than the beginning of the siege? V'lama Tisha B'Av ein docha Shabbos. Why is the Tisha B'Av doesn't push off Shabbos? V'nir levar says the chasavar. Let me try to explain why. Dine hatam shekavu atainis al mitzor hu, ha'hi, lo haisi Yerushalayim kamapim v'mitzor. He says, well, why in fact is this siege going to fast? Yerushalayim has been under siege many times. Why is that siege before the destruction? Why is that siege going to fast day? Rakatamu, the reason is demasha ha'isoyir betirdas hamatzur shtei shanim mechetsa. The fact that the city was under siege for 2.5 years zemachmas shuba'osa yom shesamach melech bavel lamata al Yerushalayim kamo ken yashu based in shemala. When the king of Bavel put the city under his control, at that moment, the basin Shamal, the heavenly court, also sat down. Elu miyamnim alus mismalim, those on the right, those on the left, at shegavruam mismalim v'necher v'bayis, until those on the left side, those on the side of destruction, overcame those who wanted to save Yerushalayim in the heavenly court, and eventually would be destroyed. Meaning, for 2.5 years, this machlokus was going back in the basin Shamala. V'hine, ein lecha shana she'en kalasa meruba mechaverta. There is no year in which we do not have worse things, in which the curses do not overcome the year before it. V'chol dor shelo nivna beis hamikdash b'yamav kilu nechrav b'yamav. The Yerushalmi says, any generation that the temple is not rebuilt as if it was destroyed in that time. Nimsir shevachol shana v'shana is chanesh korban chadash. Says the Chassam Sofer, if that's the case, that means every year is like a renewal of the destruction. V'zeo b'chol pam shemagia oso yom shel sarban teves. Every tenth of teves, what happens? Shehischa az l'mala mishpat ha-chorban. Every sarban teves, they sit again in judgment. Will this be a year that the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, or will it not be rebuilt? The Beis in Shamala judges whether the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt on the 10th of Teves of that year. On past occasions of past Saros, a person has a yurt site for a tragedy that occurred in their family in the past, the death of a parent. Ein anu mis'anim b'Shabbos. We don't fast a yurtzeit if the day falls on Shabbos, right? A person has a yurtzeit for a parent, and the day falls that Shabbos, on Shabbos. We don't deserve a yurtzeit there, because that's something in the past. Aval tainis chalom mutzal l'sanos. But if you have a tainis chalom, if you had a bad dream Friday night, and you want to fast because the dream is so bad, then you're allowed to fast that Shabbos. Because it's a form of oneg Shabbos. I'm so scared. I'm so bothered by that dream. It's actually going to give me oneg Shabbos to fast because I feel it will ameliorate the negativity of that dream. Says the Chassam Sofer, it's obvious now. Why do we fast Tisha B'Av? For what happened in the past. For the destruction 2,000 years ago. That's why you fast. So for something in the past, it doesn't push aside Shabbos. But every Asar B'Teves, the Beis in Shalmala is sitting to judge, will the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt? And on such an occurrence, we all must fast if it's that Shabbos, because it has to do with the future rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. A fantastic chiddush from the Chassam Sofer. That answers question number one about the difference between the two. Now regarding this, so what does that mean practically? Right. I'm not sure what that means practically. But Atzara B'Teves is going on the future of what could be, and Tisha B'Av is mourning of what was in the past. I hear. What does that mean practically? I'm not sure. But theologically, unclear. But this is how he distinguishes between the nature of the 2 days. On the past versus the future. Now regarding the second question of why do we not say Tachna on Sunday, so the Chassam Sofer addresses this as well. In the Torah's Moshe, in Parshas Devarim. He says, why do we not say Tachnan this coming Sunday? It is not a moed. Only Tisha B'Av is kara alai moed. It's pushed off. But the moed is not pushed off. It's still the 9th of Av. So why am I saying Tachnan on Sunday?
This
is a major yesod. It has other implications as well. Says the Chassam Sofer, the Navi is very particular. The Navi says you're going to fast Yom HaChamishi, Yom Chodesh HaChamishi, Chodesh HaRevi, Chodesh HaAsiri. The fast days in the Navi, those 4 fast days, Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Teves, Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, are always identified by the month, not by the day. And that's on purpose. Meaning the whole month is really particularly available to fast. The whole month is really a fasting month. We just happen to choose one day out of that month to fast. But any day that occurs in that month is really applicable to be that fast day as well. It's not like the 15th of Nisan is Pesach. And if it's not the 15th, it's not Pesach. No, no, no. The whole month, any day on that month, you just have to choose one day on that month to fast to commemorate those 4 occurrences, and that's okay. Alad Som Gorim, says the Chassam Sofer, the fast occurs. Whatever day you fast, that becomes the fast day.
But not
Tuvah. What? Not Tuvah. That's a happy day. So, but whatever day you're fasting on that month, if it works out that you're fasting on the 3rd of Teves for that month, so then that is the fast day, to commemorate the fast that much. The fast day, the tzom, is goreim, the kedushas hayom, so to speak. And and when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, says the Chasam Sofer, then the day of celebration is going to be on Sunday. It's not going to be on Shabbos. That's what he wants to suggest. It's the month, and whatever day you fast that month, that creates the Yom Tainus based on how you're acting. And therefore, he says it makes sense. Since we're fasting on Sunday, therefore, that becomes the Moed. It's not the ninth of Av, it's Av. And whatever day you fast in Av, that becomes the Moed of Tisha B'Av. Let's turn now to the third question. You can't. But theoretically, the Jewish people could have decided as a whole.
If everybody
got together and said, you know, this year we're going to do Chaf Zayin, the 27th of Av, that would be the fast day, technically. Correct. It's not absurd. You have to make other decisions. Yeah. Why was it has to be anything? Why is
it? Could be any day.
It could be any day, yeah. I think the B'nai... Yeah, we're going to get there in a second. We'll get to that in a second. The B'nai Yisrael writes that Cheshvan is the month that their Beis HaMikdash is going to be rededicated. He has some sort of calculation, doesn't say why. He has some sort of rye, but he says Cheshvan is the day the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, or the dedication or something like that. Ayin Sham. Okay. Let's turn to the third question. I want to share with you a beautiful piece from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. M.S. the Yaakov on Shulchan Aruch. The Aras on Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph. So he addresses why there's no Shavua Shechalbo when Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos and it's pushed off until Sunday. He also asks why the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Kuf Nun Tes says that Dvarim Shibitzina, matters of private matters, are mutter on Shabbos when the observance of Tisha B'Av is pushed off until Sunday. Right? We know that the halacha is that Tashish Amita, intimacy, is not allowed Friday. Is not allowed this Friday night. Unless a person has Leil Tefillah, they're going to the mikveh that night, or the husband is leaving his Yotzeh L'Derech on Sunday, or he's Bal L'Derech, he's coming up from the mountains Friday, he hasn't seen her all week. Okay, those are exceptions to the rule. But without those halakhic exceptions, there's no reason to allow that Dvarim Shabbosina. That's private mourning nobody else knows about, and therefore, you're not allowed to observe those on Shabbos. So he explains by citing the Gemara in Tanis Daf Chav Tes. Listen to the Gemara. Dama Rabbi Yochanan. Il malei hayisi ba'osa ador lo kavasiv ela basri. He says, if I would have been in that generation, I would have actually established the fast to be on the 10th of Av. B'pnei shirubo shalheichal bo nisraf. Because most of the burning of the Beis HaMikdash occurred on the 10th of Av. V'rabbanan ischalta de parnusa adifa. And what's the reasoning of the rabbis that we fast on the 9th, not the 10th? Because the beginning of the tragedy is really the main day. That's really the main thing. We focus on the beginning, not the majority. So based on this, the Torah writes in Siman Tavkuf Nun Ches that really we should have to fast on the 9th and the 10th. Technically, that's what we should do because it burnt over 2 days. But he says it's not reasonable to have 2 fast days in a row, fast for 48 hours. And therefore, when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, the fast is observed on the 10th. It's like Tisha B'Av is mamish occurring on Sunday, because the 10th should also have the full din of Tisha B'Av. That's what Yaakov Kamenetsky says. Those are in Sfeikos, so the international dateline, and things like this. Here, no, nobody does. We don't fast 2 days. But says Yaakov, says the...
In the old days, they used to fast for 2 days, no?
Tisha B'Av? No.
No, but people used to fast for 2 days.
Straight?
Yeah.
Which day did they fast straight?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. 2 days straight, that's not... It's a good way to end up in the hospital. I wouldn't recommend it. No. So, but says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, what do we see? That when Tisha B'Av is pushed off from the 9th to the 10th, the 10th becomes Mamish Tisha B'Av. It's cut and paste. And it's transplant. It's not just a day that's pushed. It's just a nidcha, like a makeup day. Like, whatever. We couldn't do it on the 9th or the 10th. No. The 10th is also relevant to observe Tisha B'Av in a real way. Because really, technically, we should have had Tisha B'Av on the 10th as well. And that's the real day of Tisha B'Av also. And therefore, he says, the week is not considered Shavu Shechalbo. That's why. Because really, the 10th of Av is Tisha B'Av in that year. It becomes Tisha B'Av. It's wearing the clothes of Tisha B'Av. The 10th of Av this year on Sunday is Tisha B'Av Mamish. It's not just a makeup who like couldn't get his act together because it was Shabbos, now we just push off and it's like a weaker day. No, it's Mamish Tisha B'Av on Sunday. And that's why there's no Shavuot Shechalbo, because Tisha B'Av this year is occurring on Sunday. You don't say, oh, Tisha B'Av is occurring on Shabbos, but it's pushed off to Sunday. No. Tisha B'Av is occurring on Sunday, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. And therefore, this Shabbos, it's mutter in all things, according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Mechaber, because even Dvarim Shubitzina, because Tisha B'Av is Mamish Sunday. That's how the Shulchan Aruch would approach this thing. Now, if so, why are we lenient then? We know that this coming Sunday, if a person is Muberes, Menekes, there's a lot more leniencies to break your fast this Sunday. So if you're going to tell me that Sunday, according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Beis Yosef, according to the Tur, is Mamish, actual Tisha B'Av, then why are we lenient? For a nursing or pregnant woman, a Baal Bris, a father who has a Bris, we're lenient in cases if that would be the case. So he quotes a beautiful pshat from the Yeshuas Yaakov in Or HaChaim and Siman Tavkuf Nun Tes. Listen to what the Yeshuas Yaakov says. He says that when it comes to Tisha B'Av Shenidcha, there's a difference between the Tainus before Chatzos and the Tainus after Chatzos. Technically, he says, if we're fasting on the 10th, we shouldn't have to fast past Chatzos. Because at that time, what happened after Chatzos on the 10th of Av? What happened? The Beis HaMikdash stopped burning. The Beis HaMikdash stopped burning after midday on the 10th of Av. The reason we can, so then if that's the case, why do I continue to fast then? Why am I still fasting past 1 o'clock on Sunday if the Beis HaMikdash stopped burning on the midday of the 10th of Av? Because the Gemara in Tainus Daf Yud Beis, look at the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara in Tainus says, "Kol Tainus Shelo Shaka Alav Chama Lo Shmei Tainus." The Gemara says it's not a fast day until you keep it to the end of the day. You got to seal the deal. You got to finish it. It doesn't have the status of fast day until you make it all the way to the end. There's no such thing as a partial fast day for a Tainus Tzibur. If you want it to be a fast day, you need to take the fast day all the way to the end. If the sun doesn't set on that fast day, then it's not considered a real fast day, al pi halacha.
I think the Mishnah in Thomas in the second
paragraph
of Thomas says that if the rain,
yeah.
Before Chatzos, you go home and you eat, you have a party.
Good. So, correct, 100%. This is talking about, the Gemara there is talking about two different tanyos, two different fast days. One is talking about a tzir skashamim when there's no rain. Another is talking about over a tzara, over either a churban, something like that. A different type of fasting, 100%.
The Gemara. Tishba on Friday, which doesn't happen. Tishba on Friday, you eat in the afternoon because of the Shabbos.
Yeah. So that's a special din of right before Shabbos covered. I remember exactly, yeah. But there, the Gemara is saying that, I guess all else being equal, if nothing else is in the way, the timeless has to go until the end. So that's what the Yeshuas Yaakov says. So the fast of Tisha B'Av that's now taking a place on the Sunday, the 10th, is really only until Chatzos. And after Chatzos, the 10th is really just what? It's a completion. I can't stop midday. I got to finish it all the way home. So that's what the Yeshuas Yaakov says. And it's no different than any other fast day that's Didcha. And the Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, the Zeh Nachon. He says the Yeshuas Yaakov is correct. And that leads to a tremendous chiddush, that any leniency for a chola or a pregnant woman on Tisha B'Av Shenidcha that's taking place on the 10th is only from Chatzos and on. That's what Yaakov Kamenetsky says. He says he can't be lenient on Sunday, on the 10th of Av, before Chatzos. Because before Chatzos, it's Tisha B'Av Mamish. It's like a regular day. Only after Chatzos, he says, does it take on the status of a more lenient day. Before then, there's no reason to be lenient. It has to be treated like a regular fast. In fact, this yesod, that Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbos and is observed on Sunday, is not simply a makeup, but rather mamish, the din of full Tisha B'Av on the 10th, is discussed in the post and other places. Let me give you an example. The Avnei Nezer in Shuvas Arachayim, Chelek Beisim, and Tovcha V'Av discusses the question of a katan, a child who becomes bar mitzvah on Shavas Avatamos, or Tisha B'Av, which falls on Shabbos, and the Yom HaTainus is observed on Sunday, right? He becomes Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos, but the fast day is going to be on Sunday. Should the Bar Mitzvah have to fast on Sunday? What would you say?
Yeah.
Why, yes?
He's 13 years old.
So the Avnei Nezer wants to suggest that perhaps he should be Patur from fasting, because on Shabbos, there was no Chi of Tainus. There was no Mitzvah to fast on Shabbos. And therefore, he shouldn't have to fast on Sunday, because what's Sunday? It's a makeup day. It's a makeup day for those people who were chayiv fasting on Shabbos who weren't able to because it was Shabbos. But since on Shabbos he was never chayiv to fast, he shouldn't have to do the makeup. I didn't do any. The 13-year-old boy will say, "I didn't do anything wrong. Why should I? I was on Shabbos. I didn't have to fast. And if Sunday's a makeup day, well, I didn't. It's like saying a kid joins the school in the middle of the year, and you know the makeup day for the test that everybody missed because they ditched class is on, or whatever. There was some excuse. There was a trip. The makeup day is on the first day he comes to school, and the teacher says, "Oh, you got to take the test. You're in this class. You got to take the test because you're a member of the school." So the kids say, "What do you mean? I make up tests for it. I wasn't in the test. I was never part of the school. You can't make me responsible for the makeup test if I was never in the school in the first place." So it says that an maybe you should be potter for that reason. Because it's a makeup test for anyone who, a makeup fast for anyone who was chayvin fasting on Shabbos. The Marsh, again, we don't pass like the halach, he does fast. But the Marsham writes in Chela Gimel that we're lenient for a Baal Bris on Tisha B'Av Shenidcha, and this shows that it's only a makeup day and not the actual Yom HaVeilus itself. But the Adon Ezer cites a Tshuvas HaRashba. Let's read the Tshuvas HaRashba together. Chelek Aleph, Simen Tav Kuf Chav Vav. Let's look at the Rashba. Masha She'alta B'Tishuvav Shechal Yos B'Shabbos Ma'um B'Tashe Shamitam. He says, let's talk about Tishuvav that falls on Shabbos, and it comes to intimacy, to having relations. Mi Havei Ka'avel Da'alma Da'arminan Devarim Shevetzin Anoik. So the Rash was asking, the Halach HaLamaisa, does the person allowed to have Tashe Shamita if Tishuvav falls on Shabbos? Nira li, she'enoig bo shum avelus. There is no avelus on that Shabbos. Da'aminan mala al shulchano kesuda shlomo b'shaita da'avelus yishena shayni. Says the Rashba, you're allowed to serve mamash ha'gashmak suda, sudas melech b'shaita, a full meal on Shabbos, even Shabbos afternoon. There's no problem, because it's mamash Shabbos, it's not a fast day at all. Okay? We're not concerned about the avelus. V'lechein shekein legamrei akrua mitishi. Look at the words of the Rashba. It's akruha b'tishi. We cut it. We cut and paste Tisha B'Av out of Saturday, and we transplant it onto Sunday. V'okimo ikara lehaya royal shekava basir kedisa sham, because really it should be on the 10th over there. So the Adon Ezer says, what do we see from the Rashba? That the fast on the 10th is not a tashlumim. The Rashba holds it's not a makeup, because he says, delegamri akruha mitishi. It's we're okay, we lift it up and we replant it. Now, according to Tosfos, according to the Rama and others who say that this Shabbos we do observe Avelos on Dharma Shibitsina, on intimacy, it must be that the fast of the 10th of Av is simply a Tashlumen for the mistyness of the 9th of Av. Okay? That's what it must be. The machlokus regarding whether we say Dharma Shibitsina on Shabbos or not is it a makeup? And really the main day is the 9th of Av and 10th is a makeup. Or is really the 9th of Av picked up and transplanted to Sunday. So that which the Rashba says, there's no Avelus at all in Shabbos, and that you should serve a totally normal Suda Shabbos, also has to be understood as well. Within Hilchas Tisha B'Av, there are two dinim. We'll say a little bit of lamdas. There are tzvei dinim. There are two halachas on Tisha B'Av. One is the laws of Avelus, and the other are the laws of fasting. There's two separate things. This yisod is discussed by the Brisker Rav as in Chedushim. The Minchas Chinuch talks about this as well, that in Tisha B'Av there's Tainis and there's Avelus. Now, what does that mean? Any Dvarim Shibitzina that are observed on Shabbos is a din of Tainis or Avelus? Avelus. It's a din in mourning, right? But anything that's about the Tainis is not observed. We see this in the fact that we can observe Sudas Shlomo HaMelech B'Shai, so we can have a huge Geshmak meal on Shabbos afternoon, because it doesn't contradict Hilchos Avelus. That's a Tainis Halacha, not an Avelus Halacha. Apparently, we could suggest that the laws of Tainis, the laws of fasting, have been totally uprooted from the 9th of Av. Anything that has to do with fasting, pick it up, transplant it to Sunday, right? And they're being moved over. But because the 9th of Av is the day of Avelus every year, and it was the beginning of the destruction, which we hinted to before, therefore when it falls on Shabbos, it's proper to observe Avelus Bitsina. Avelus things stay on Shabbos, right? Fast things move to Sunday. Like someone who, for example, Lamashal, a person who buried a relative on Yantav, they'd have to observe Dvarim Shibitzina on those days. Now, look at the Maharil. Look at the words of the Maharil in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. He says as follows, V'asher sha'alta, heicha denidcha Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos la'acharav. When Tisha B'Av is pushed off to the Shabbos, to the next week, Oso Shavua Shalafan of Mutu Lesapr Lechabasolo. They asked the Maharil, am I allowed to get a haircut? Am I allowed to do laundry that week beforehand? Kein nira kevan shenitcha le'echad b'Shabbos, says the Maharil, because it was pushed off to the Sunday, ein alea din Tisha B'Av. There's no din of Tisha B'Av. Look at the words of the Maharil. He's very clear. There's no din of Tisha B'Av. Elakilu ikla kviyasa b'echad b'Shabbos tami. It's as if that Tisha B'Av is now being established that year on the 10th of Av, which backs up our Yisrael. So halacha l'maisa, and then we'll say one more piece about Mashiach. But l'maisa, there are three ways to understand this Tisha B'Av, this coming Shabbos. The Maharil, the Rashba, the Beis Yosef, the 10th of Av has the full status of the 9th of Av. That's what it is. Tisha B'Av is picked up, moved over to the 10th of Av on Sunday. It's as if nothing is going on Shabbos at all. That's the sheet of the Maharil, the Rashba, the Beis Yosef. Tosos, the Ramah, the Maharsham, the Avnezer. The 10th of Av is like a regular Tanyas, that's Nidcha. And this is what Ashkenazim generally follow. It's a regular fast that was pushed off, and Sunday is really the makeup day. But then there's that middle sheet, the Yeshuas Yaakov, or Yaakov Kamenetsky, what do they write? Until Mincha, until midday on the 10th, it's like a regular Tisha B'Av, a full regular Tisha B'Av. After Chatzos on the 10th, it becomes that Tashlum. It's a hybrid. The 10th day is a hybrid, says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. A first half of the day is mamash a real Tisha B'Av, and the second half of the day is a makeup. That's the hybrid between them. Now let's talk about the Beis HaMikdash. There is a machlokas haposkim whether fasting on Shabbos is d'orais or midrabanan. The Tshuvas HaRashba writes in Tafresh Yadalid, and the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shavuos that it's usur to fast min haTorah. It's an isur d'orais to fast on Shabbos. Why is that? Because the Rambam says, how do I know the Rambam holds this way? Because the Rambam says an example of a shvua shav, a shvua, an oath, that's a wasteful oath, is if a person says, Shisana b'Shabbosos of Yom Tovim. The person says, I take an oath, I'm going to fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So obviously, the Rambam must hold out what? It's Asr Midoraisa, because you're being okay, you're going to get something in the Torah. It must be it's Asr to fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What's the source? Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Or HaChaim. In Simon Reish Rambam, he says, Nafgalim d'chsiv achlu hayom ki Shabbos hayom l'Hashem. The pasuk says by the man, you have to eat hayom, you have to eat, if there's a mitzvah to suras on Shabbos, therefore it must be us or what? To fast on Shabbos. That's what it is. It's a pasuk pasuk. Michlal to b'Shabbos usur l'sanos. But lo chashuv le b'tarag, why did the Rambam include it in Targ Mitzos? Mishum de nafka michlal mitzvah sachleas haman, because it's a lav, it's learned down from another din. The Rambam writes in the Shorashim and Shorash Gimel, one halacha that's learned down from another halacha is not counted in Targ Mitzos. That's why it's not there. Comes the Minchas Chinuch, and he thinks that the Isser to fast is because it's not respectful to Shabbos. It's a bizarion to Shabbos. It's not bekavadik to fast on Shabbos. If that's the case, then why isn't the fast over the Churban override Shabbos? If it's not a din that's respectful to Shabbos, shouldn't the fast of the Churban override it? The Tainus, fasting is midivrei Kabbalah. It comes from the Nevi'im, right? Fasting, this Tisha B'Av, is from the Nevi'im. The Navi says we have to fast from the Navi Zechariah. According to the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Oneg Shabbos is also midivrei Kabbalah. Oneg Shabbos is from the Nevi'im. Fasting for the Churban is from the Nevi'im, right? So, why shouldn't override it? Why can't one law from the Nevi'im to fast for the Churban override the mitzvah of the Nevi'im to have Oneg Shabbos as well? So the Minchas Chinuch says that there are Dalid Somos. There are four fasts, right, that we know of, that are midivrei Kabbalah from the Nevi'im of Tammuz Tishrei Teves, right? Let's go back to the Yesod of the Chassam Sofer. It says the Minchas Chinuch, meaning, according to the Navi, these are the months you have to fast in, of Tammuz, Tishrei, and Teves. Who established which day in those months? That's Midrabanan, says the Minchas Chinuch. The fact that we fast on the 9th of Av, that's Midrabanan. The fact that we fast in Av, that's from the Nevi'im. The fact that we fast on the 9th of Av, the 10th of Av, that's from the Chacham. And therefore, it's not going to override Shabbos. Good? Following so far? Now, with this, we can now answer question number 5. If Mashiach comes this Tisha B'Av, will we continue to fast? Will we continue to fast if Mashiach comes this Tisha B'Av? So I want to share with you a piece from the Sefer Shomer Emes. I can't pronounce the author's last name, so I'm not going to try. There's a lot of consonants and not so many vowels in it. But it's a beautiful Sefer. This is what he says. Shomer Emes or Chaim Simen Tafkuf Nun Gimel. He said, let's read inside what he says. He says, Kishenizke lebias Mashiach. When we merit the coming of Mashiach. Im hu yavo b'yom Tisha B'Av. If Mashiach were to come on the 9th of Av. Shamati da'amar. I heard they say, Moreinu Agon Rechan Kanievsky. I heard in the name of Rechan Kanievsky, the inyan hatainist is that toli im yavo kodem chatzos hayom o acher chatzos hayom. Says Rechan Kanievsky, if Mashiach comes before chatzos, then it might be different. He comes after chatzos. V'lo midin avelus. Asher ze misbatel. Came into Habi Kamosha Kam Hames Litchia El Midin Tainus. He says, it depends. This is what Pinky was hinting to before. If Mashiach were to come before Chatzos, then we don't have to fast anymore. But if Mashiach were to come after Chatzos on Sunday, on Tisha B'Av, then we would have to fast. It's a din in Tainus. Once we're halfway through the fast, we have to finish it. Says Rechan Kanievsky, it's not a din in Avelus. He said, what's the example? A person sitting in Shiva. And lo and behold, the person gets out of the grave. The person walks through the door. So you're going to see, keep on sitting Shiva? No. There's no more Avelus. The person's alive. So you'll say the same about the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, and now it's rebuilt. It's back to life. Tchiyas HaMeisim. No more Avelus. Says Rechan Kievsky, no, it's a din in Tainus. It's not a din in Avelus. And therefore, it depends when Mashiach would come, before Chatzos or after Chatzos. Uchayotz bezeh huva b'shem Aran HaAbiezer. I heard the same thing in the name of Rav Shach. Ba'adam hamagia la'eretz Yisrael b'sfina amanas lishtakeh b'yantar shein shalgas. Let's say a person arrives on a boat to live in Eretz Yisrael, and he arrives on yantar shein shalgalios. Okay? V'hu adin ben chutz la'aretz shenim se b'eretz v'day t'latzor. Or, all of a sudden, on the second day of Yantif, some guy who's been living in, you know, Woodmere for the last, you know, 50 years is like, oh, I think I'm going to stay. So what happens? What's the status? What happens to the rest of his Yantif? So he says, "Shuv nimlach v'hachlid be'emsa hayam tov sheni shalush shakir be'aretz." As le'inyan chiyuv yantov zatali bechatzos hayam. Says Rav Shach, it depends if he did it before or after chatzos. K'moshe masino kein le'inyan have misanin al atziras k'shamim b'simin tafki v'alaf. We find by rain. If the person decides to live in Eretz Yisrael before chatzos, then he can stop right then and there. If he decides after chatzos, says Rav Shach, then he has to continue to the end of the day. Diary af betainis baschilos halayla. It depends if it rains before chatzos. As maspikin v'im achar chatzos, as mashum, you have to finish it. Umemelu adin le'inyan som Tisha B'Av. The same thing by Tisha B'Av. Chein le'inyan yom tishen shalgalios. Shumas le'erev when it starts at night. That's what he wants to be mechalak. Now, what then would be the halacha if Mashiach, that was by Stam Tisha B'Av, that wasn't by Shabbos, okay, that was by Stam Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av falls on Wednesday, that's the halacha, depends before after Chatzos, according to Rav Shach and Rechan Kanievsky. What would be the halacha now, this Sunday? Mashiach comes, Motzei Shabbos. Do you have to fast Sunday? What would you say?
If you said that the 10th comes as if it's the actual Tisha B'Av, then we would have the same parallel.
Okay, good. It should depend on the status of Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos. What would push off to Sunday? Is the Tainus on Sunday a din of Tashlum and it's a makeup? Or is it L'chatchil a mamish Tisha B'Av on Sunday? If it's the 10th, becoming the primary day of the Tainus, then you wouldn't fast because Mashiach has come. Mashiach came before Chatzos of the 10th, right? But if Tisha B'Av is the 10th of Av, is a Tashlumin, then we should say that only if Mashiach comes before Tisha B'Av does the day become a Yom Simcha. But if not, if he comes on the 10th of Av, on that Shabbos, we're already chayv in the Tainus. I'm chayv the Tainus. I have to make it up on Sunday. And it has to be made up, regardless of the circumstances. It's true that there's no din of Avelus now. You're right. There's no din of Avelus because Mashiach is here. But there are still halachos of Tainus, like the Brisker Rav and the Mechaslin have said before. So tell me, Akash, you're going to tell me what makes no more sense to fast. There's no tzara. It's ridiculous. Can you imagine? Mashiach comes. We're all excited. You know, WhatsApp's going crazy. We're booking our tickets to Eretz Yisrael. But like we're fasting on Sunday. How could that be? So listen to a Gemara in Tainus Daf Chesam Beis, and I think this supports this. B'yemei Rabbi Zeira. In the days of Rabbi Zeira, Gzor Shmada. There was a decree of religious persecution against the Jewish people. Ugzor delo lemesa betanisa, and there was a gzeira against the Jewish people. They weren't allowed to fast, right? Part of the gzeira of the anti-Semitic decree, and the Jews can't fast, right? They couldn't fast to be mevatel the gzeira. They couldn't fast in a form of tshuva. Amar lehu Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira said to the people, nekable alvayim. Let's take upon ourselves the fast, despite the fact that we can't. Ulechibatel shmadli yasfa. And when the gzeira of religious persecution is lifted, we'll fast then. We'll fast after the fact. Whew. So what does that see? What do we see? Apparently, you still observe a tainus even after the tsar has passed. You can do such a thing. Once you're mekabel in yourself the tainus, you still fast after the tsar has passed. So too over here. Even though Mashiach will have arrived, and we're chayiv in the tainus of Tisha B'Av, that has to be made up on Sunday. On the other hand, one could say, the Gemara is speaking about people who are mekabel on themselves the tainus. In our case, the chiyuv tashlumin kind of happens memela. We don't really have a choice. We weren't mekabel in ourselves the fast, it kind of was placed upon us. Maybe that's a chilek, but perhaps we could argue that one way or the other, whether the fast would occur. Okay, it should all be halach l'maisa. Mashiach should come, and we can discuss these shilas then. Okay.